Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband.
Wife.
Do you remember what happened on Friday and what we're doing today?
Well, they were trying to rebuild the temple, mm-hmm. and some busybodies decided that they wanted to tattle on them, mm-hmm. and so they went and tattled on them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they got the temple built or not, but they're being tattled on for sure.
Yeah, and guys were like, but Cyrus said we could.
Right.
And then the busybodies were like, you know what? I'm not sure. Let's go see if Cyrus actually did.
Yeah, you just look that up. Let's go get those fucking documents pulled.
Let's see the notes on that.
Right.
Show me those receipts.
So they're trying to find the documents.
The receipts. The
receipts.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Ezra chapter 5.
Sure as fuck was.
And today, even though we're still sick a little bit,
we are doing Ezra chapter 6.
That's right. Let's get into this.
Okie dokie.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Ezra chapter 6.
Okay.
Just for the record, this will mark the end of the first half of this book, which sounds odd because it's only chen chapters.
Chen chapters, huh?
Chen chapters. Yeah, it's 10 chapters. So you would think 1 through 5 and then 6 through 10. But the first 6 chapters deal with one thing, and then
There's a separate subject,
and then the last 7 through 10 is something else.
Got it.
So we're about to finish the first half.
Got it.
Of the book,
is the first portion. Well, of the book.
Well, the book is split into two halves, not two even halves necessarily.
All right.
Have finished the first even half already, but now we're actually finishing the first half.
Got it.
As sectioned off.
Okay. Yep.
So, Ezra chapter 6, King Darius then issued an order, and they searched in the archives, stored.
What the fuck?
I'm sick. I'm not doing good. My words can't come out right. Shut your face. Stored in the treasury at Babylon. Remember, Jesus Christ. Darius is kind of on their side.
So Darius,
yeah, Darius is like, we're going to find those records. I'm going to show you. Because, they're going to start rebuilding. They're going to pick up where they left off.
Okay.
Right. A scroll was found in the citadel of Ecbatana in the province of Media?
Let's go with Media.
Media. Like the Tyler Perry movies?
Sure.
Okay. And this was written on it. Memorandum. In the first year of King Cyrus, the king issued a decree concerning the temple of God in Jerusalem, let the temple be rebuilt as a place to present sacrifices, and let its foundations be laid. It is to be 60 cubits high and 60 cubits wide. Here we go. With 3 courses of large stones and 1 of timbers. They were like, we didn't need all the fucking details. We just wanted to know,
build it? Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. We're good.
The costs are to be paid by the royal treasury. Also, the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, are to be returned to their places in the temple of Jerusalem.
We already knew all this.
But they're reading what Cyrus wrote.
Here's the document.
Yep. And Darius is like, see?
It's true.
They are to be deposited in the house of God. Now then, Tatanai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar-Bozenai, and you other officials of that province, you stay away from there, guys. Do not interfere with the work on this temple of God.
Yeah.
Let the governor of the Jews and the Jewish elders rebuild this fucking house of God on its site.
They got it, man.
Yeah. Moreover, I hereby decree what you are to do for these elders of the Jews in the construction of this house of God.
Okay.
Their expenses are to be fully paid out of the royal fucking treasury.
Oh, damn.
From the revenues of Trans-Euphrates.
What?
So that the work will not fucking stop.
Wow.
Okay.
So it's kind of bad that these Karens interrupted. They're like, now they're like, oh shit, now we got to pay these fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have
just keep your mouth shut.
And maybe they would have just built it. And now they're going to build it and get money too.
Yeah.
Whatever is needed, the document continues.
Whatever.
Young bulls.
I might take advantage of that. We need.
We weren't the ones that went and got all Karen on you. So, yeah. Young bulls, rams, male lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, and wheat, salt, wine, and olive oil, as requested by the priests in Jerusalem, must be given them daily.
Wow.
Without fail.
Wow.
So that they may offer sacrifices pleasing to the God of heaven and pray for the well-being of the king and his sons.
Man, they got to bankroll this God.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Furthermore, There's more.
Furthermore.
Further fucking more. I decree that if anyone defies this edict, a beam is to be pulled from their fucking house and they are to be impaled on it.
Jesus Christ.
So, y'all sure you want to fucking ask questions?
Well, I mean, you know, Cyrus isn't in charge anymore. Technically, the king could probably be like, you know what? There's a fire over there and just burn that.
Right,
you
know? But Darius wasn't the one arguing it, though.
Right, right.
So, Darius is pulling this out and he's like, actually, guys.
Right.
And for this crime, their house is to be made a fucking pile of rubble.
Man.
So again, I ask, are you sure you want to ask questions?
I mean, it sounds like you don't. Yeah.
May God, who has caused his name to dwell there, overthrow any king or people who lifts a hand to change this decree or to destroy this temple in Jerusalem.
Man.
I, Darius, have decreed it. See?
Oh, Darius decreed it.
Darius is now like, boom, bitches.
Right.
Let it be carried out with diligence. See?
Okay.
Darius found the papers and added his 2 cents to it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Then, because of the decree King Darius had sent, Tatanai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar-Bozenai and their associates carried it out with diligence.
Hmm.
So the elders of the Jews continued to build and prosper under the preaching of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah, a descendant of Iddo. They finished building the temple according to the command of the God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes.
Artaxerxes, got it.
Kings of Persia. Remember, there was Xerxes, and this is Artaxerxes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. The temple was completed on the 3rd day of the month of Adar in the 6th year of the reign of King Darius.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the people of Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the exiles.
Did they all gather there?
They celebrated the dedication of the house of God with joy.
Oh.
I bet they did.
I mean, they had free shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, they had all the food and wine and whatever they could handle.
I'd be celebrating too.
Right.
For the dedication of this house of God, they offered 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 male lambs, and as a sin offering for all Israel, 12 male goats,
wow.
1 for each of the tribes of Israel.
Huh.
And they installed the priests in their divisions and the Levites in their groups for the service of God at Jerusalem, according to what is written in the book of Moses.
Wow.
On the 14th day of the first month, the exiles celebrated the Passover.
Mm.
Damn, this was a big day for them.
It was.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the excitement.
Right.
The priests and Levites had purified themselves and were all ceremonially clean.
Well, that's good.
The Levites slaughtered the Passover lamb. That word slaughtered always bothers me.
Yeah.
Even in a quote-unquote godly sense.
Right. They just kind of like chuck it out there.
Yeah. They slaughtered the fuck out of the Passover lamb for all the exiles, for their relatives, the priests, and for themselves. So the Israelites who had returned from the exile ate it, together with all who had separated themselves from the unclean practices of their Gentile neighbors, in order to seek the Lord, the God of Israel. For 7 days they celebrated with joy the festival of unleavened bread, because the Lord had filled them with joy by changing the attitude of the king of Assyria so that he assisted them in the work on the house of God, the God of Israel, the end.
I thought it was more the decree that the previous guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it didn't sound like the king was all that against it, really. He just was like,
well, no, the king of Assyria assisted, the Persian king.
Okay.
The Persian king Darius was like,
got it.
Are you sure you want to ask questions? Because I found the documents, motherfucker.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, sorry. And then the king of Assyria was like,
oh shit.
Here's some fucking lambs or whatever. Sorry, my bad.
Right.
I don't need no beams pulled out of my house.
And stuck through me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No impaling here.
All right. Well, that was, they got the temple built.
They got it built and they celebrated Passover and whatever.
Right, right. Good times. They're back in their places.
Yeah. So. And my voice is going out. So
I noticed.
We finished this just in time.
So that was Ezra chapter 6.
Sure as fuck
and
was.
Assuming wife still has a voice, we'll be back tomorrow with
Ezra chapter 7.
We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.